I'd have made them all walk home, for starters, in bare feet. They put on a shocking effort.
Some of them wouldn't get a kick in a stable.
What a pair of flops they are.
You've heard that saying, Eddie everywhere. Well, it was Margaret everywhere. Thank
you for being. It's time for a magic moment with Margaret.
Powering along for the Big Easter sale, it's now on. Margaret, good morning. A type out. Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning, boys. What a beautiful weekend. And good luck to you at the weekend, Pickers. You'll enjoy that immensely. I can imagine how lovely the weather is there. It used to be a great weekend. I can remember it very well in the old days. Not that I ever got the chance to go, never. But we always was geared up for the weekend.
You never made it up? I thought you, as a Colac girl, you might have. Oh, it's a fair way from Colac, I guess, now I think of it.
A fair way from Colac, and yeah. We had no cars or anything like that to go. And so, you know, well, you didn't go to, everybody didn't travel everywhere those days. But it was a great weekend, I remember that. Everybody tuned into the radio.
How's your Easter weekend started, Margaret?
Lovely. Very nice. Had a nice weekend. Cooked myself curry salmon yesterday
curry
for lunch.
Curry salmon? Did you?
Yeah, love curry salmon. Used to have it every Good Friday. And my mum cooked it several times during the year too.
Magnificent. Curry salmon. Absolutely. How's your health? How are you feeling?
Not too bad. Yes, not too bad. I got over all my aches and pains just about. Oh, God. Can do without him at my age, I can tell you.
Hang in there.
However, getting there.
You had the Blues on yesterday. What did you make of the effort against the Kangas?
Well, they played they should have played good too. But I was impressed with the Kangas. I think they're an up-and-coming young side. They've showed a bit of talent there, and I think they'll do well. They'll take them a couple of years to get going. And it was a good, very good game. Harry and Charlie were just marvellous, weren't they? Harry's
back, isn't he? What's your thoughts on Harry?
Oh, very good, quite settled and kicking his goals. He's got that down to an art now, so that's good. He had no nerves, I could see that. So, you know, doing very well. I'm very impressed with him.
Pix?
Very impressed.
You there, Pix?
Yeah, I've just been. Hi, Margaret. Sorry, I've been talking to Mia, our guest, who's telling me the rundown.
Good luck to Mia.
Yep, absolutely.
Good luck to her tomorrow. She'll be all right. There's a heat today. She's got to run in a heat today.
No, not today. She's running tomorrow around about 4 or 5 o'clock. She is telling me off air. She's the favourite. So,
yes, she is.
Might have a little something on her. She genuinely thinks she's a good chance.
Nice.
So,
good luck to her. I hope she wins.
Absolutely.
Did you? What about old mate?
It was always a great event. It was always
everybody was
looking forward to it. You'll have a lovely weekend there. The weather's perfect, absolutely perfect.
Couldn't be better, Margaret. I'm sitting in the club rooms at the moment upstairs in the social club and looking at the old grandstand across from me. The crowd's building up, kids and adults running everywhere. It's absolutely sensational.
Now, beautiful, Margaret,
running on the grass. It's lovely.
Your old kangaroo mate, who you send the wooden spoon to back every year, did you give him a hard time yesterday?
No, I never heard from him. Haven't heard from him ever. He went into hiding after that.
You still send him the spoon, don't you?
I did send his spoon. I might send him another one. Who knows?
Hey, did you catch any of the... There's a bit of hoo-ha during the week in the owl industry on... Kane Corns had a bit of fun with Trent Cotchin on the Sunday Footy Show. I don't know if you saw it. Then Robbo had a go back at Kane yesterday saying he was a bully. Did you catch any of that? What do you reckon?
No, I didn't catch all of that, Hutchie. Oh, I didn't catch it all. What do I reckon? Oh, Kane is a bit of a bully. He does. Sometimes he is a bit of a bully. We all love him, but, you know, he is a bit of a bully sometimes. He's got to curb himself. Get himself out of gear.
Did you watch the Good Friday appeal yesterday?
Yep. Some of it, some of the football, some of the good Friday appeal.
Lovely.
It's sad. We've had a lot to do with the children's hospital ourselves over the years. So my brother's only daughter, she passed away at the age of 14 with cancer.
Oh, dear.
And we spent 2 years, I went every day I took her, every day I drove the car. for Shirley to go to the hospital.
They do an amazing lot of work.
Amazing. They're an amazing group in there.
Record
and,
day.
Of course, we've got little Fergus. He spends, not a lot of time, but he spent hours this week in there. He's got asthma. And they had to rush him in there two or three times. Not rush with danger, but they have to keep an eye on him. And he's only three. And so they put him on the ventilator. And he knows all about it now and can do it. They can do it themselves at home.
They do an amazing job. And $23 million raised yesterday. So well done to the Victorian community and the national community on an incredible effort on Good Friday Day. Absolutely.
People are marvellous, aren't
they? They are marvellous.
People are marvellous. They always can put your hand in your pocket, you know. Doesn't matter how little it is, it all mounts up.
Hey, Margaret, I was going to ask you, we did our famous footy cameos earlier. What's your oldest memory of footy? The last thing, if you think, cast your mind back, what do you remember? What's the first thing you remember about footy when you were younger?
About footy?
Yeah.
Oh, look, I always remember coming from the tram. My husband would park sometimes at the zoo. All the way to the zoo. We walked from the zoo through right down the street, through the motel. They closed it after a while. They didn't let everybody walk through. And across the road with all the crowd going to the football. And we used to meet the same people year in, year out. I mean, you'd be surprised how many parked at the zoo.
Really?
Couldn't get parking
spots. At Princess Park, you mean?
Princess Park, yeah. Oh, it was wonderful. And also going from, we used to park at Fitzroy and walk down through the gardens to the MCG, and that was marvellous. Everybody was so happy. You know, that's what I say. They had happy times those days. Nobody was fighting and drinking very much. It was just a real buzz going to the footy.
And your favourite player
coming
as a kid?
The same.
Your favourite player back then?
Favourite player? Jono Johnson.
Yep,
Wayne Johnson, yep.
Fraser Brown. I love Fraser Brown. Yeah. Oh, he was a rough nut, but, but he was scruffy, but he was very good. And in the real old days, I loved Chooker Howell and Ken Hands. They were good. They were heartthrobs. Ken Hands was a heartthrob. Everybody loved Ken Hands.
Yeah. Good on you, Margaret. We better let you go for Easter. I know you got a big weekend with the family, hopefully, and you'll have to look after the Rocky. He'll be coming around to try and raid everything in the pantry.
oh, God.
Is there one to leave us with? A little song? Little song?
Well, Easter. And you have to say, in your Easter bonnet, with all the thrills upon it, you'll be the smartest lady at the Easter parade. Bye for now. Happy Easter, everyone.
Bye, darling. Happy Easter to you too. Margaret from Sunbury in good form this morning, picks up and about and feeling better, which is magnificent.